This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, August 7th, 2015. It was quite a debate last night. We're going to be talking about that primarily, but we're also going to be joined by Alex Jones, who is investigating the globalist takeover of Europe, because it's not just Europe, of course. It is going to be coming here as well. Interesting that we didn't have any questions at all last night about the secretive trade deals, the transatlantic and transpacific partnerships that we have not seen, but of course the Congress has rubber-stamped that through without any inspection from our Congress or any say-so about how they're going to amend it. They're not going to be allowed to amend it. That was just ran through. No discussion, really, except for Rand Paul. That's why I like to see him in the debate. So it was a very good back and forth between Rand Paul and Chris Christie. Of course, Chris Christie was there as the anti-Paul, as the attack dog. I think they managed to get him just barely into the top 10 so he could fulfill that role. Fox News has a very strong agenda. We're going to talk about that. Of course, they got the most amount of time by far last night. I think it was, we have the exact figures here, but it was well over a third of the time they were on the, here's the exact figure, 31.7% of the time you had the anchors talking. And I tell you, the beginning of it was just amazing. Not only looking like a beauty contest, but really more like a sports contest. But they paraded the candidates out there after they had the big stadium and the rah-rah hoo-hoo. You know, they have the candidates paraded out there like beauty contestants, looking very uncomfortable. And you could see Megyn Kelly really kind of enjoying it. Are you guys nervous? I know you don't like standing there. Wave to the audience. And they would do everything dutifully, just as Megyn Kelly told them to do. But it was a great visual there for how presidential candidates in this country really are puppets of the powerful. In this case, they were under the thumb of the Fox News crew. Of course, it was a record audience. They say it was not only the most watched primary debate in history, it was twice as big as the previous record holder. 16% of U.S. homes with television sets tuned in. It's the highest rated Republican primary. In 2011 and 2012, only 5% of households tuned in. So this is more than three times the number of people that watched the last election cycle. And, of course, we'll look at how they selected their particular candidates. They definitely had their sights on Donald Trump. And the more they attacked him, the better he looked. And we're going to play clips of that as well. Ja'Kari Jackson is going to be joining us, along with Joe Biggs, Leanne McAdoo. We're going to have comments from our news staff here. We're also going to take your comments on Twitter, because there's a lot of comments we'd like to get in. So we're going to have a roundtable discussion here. And we're going to look at comments from you. I was live tweeting it last night, and it was actually a lot of fun. Somebody commented and asked me if I was drunk. I said, well, if I did drink, it's times like this, I wish I did drink, because especially the very first debate, the junior varsity debate, was unbelievably dull. Very much like the one that was on Monday night, very constrained. There was no audience. There was no energy to it. It was just a repetition of planned speeches. Nevertheless, Carly Fiorina is definitely the darling of Karl Rove and Fox News. They have done everything they could to make her larger, telling everybody in the audience that she had won the debate, then conducting their audience poll, and surprise, surprise, they fed back exactly as they'd been told. Like a lot of little Homer Simpsons sitting on the couch watching the news, watching the debate, and then being told what they think, and then regurgitating that back into their machines. That's exactly the purpose of Frank Luntz. And Donald Trump had some great takedowns of Frank Luntz and Megyn Kelly. You got to love it when he does that. We're going to play all this for you, as well as Alex Jones Live, and coming up right after the break, a report about what's going on in the Vatican. That's where the mask has come off for the globalist agenda. Alex Jones will be with us right after the break. Stay with us.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, June 8, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host, and of course, last night was the debate, the GOP debate that everybody was anxiously waiting for to see how Donald Trump would do. And of course, they went straight for the jugular in some of the first questions on Fox News. It was a huge debate. As I mentioned in the last segment, they had three times the audience that they did in the 2011-2012 debates, 16% of the United States with television sets tuned in. Well, what did they see? Well, for the most part, they saw the Fox reporters steering the debate the way they wanted to, not only during the debate, but after the debate, as they brought in Frank Luntz. Last night, if we look at who got the most time, Donald Trump got 10.5 minutes, and then followed after that by Jeb Bush with 8.5 minutes, then Mike Huckabee with 6.5 minutes, and it falls down rapidly until, of course, the very bottom is Rand Paul with just over 5 minutes. And, of course, he got about 15% less than Scott Walker, who was above him in number nine place. Chris Wallace, Megyn Kelly, and Bret Baier, however, spoke for 31 minutes and 53 seconds, about 31.7% of the time. And we're going to take a look at what Megyn Kelly has to say. But first, I just want to give you a feel for the content of the questions. If you were watching the debate last night, it's kind of hard to see anything much of any substance. I think the only substantive discussion that was there, we can look at the observations going back and forth with what they had to say, what it tells us about the candidates. But for the most part, most of these questions were personal questions. They weren't policy questions. For example, they come out, the first thing they do is ask them to take a GOP loyalty oath. That was targeted towards Donald Trump, and we'll play that for you. Then they come back, the next question is one on electability to Carson. Then they have a question to Rubio. Explain to Jeb, Rubio, why you, who've never held executive office, should hold executive office. And then he comes back and he says, well, if we're going to play the resume game, Hillary Clinton wins. It's like, really? Really? You think Hillary Clinton's got a great resume? She's got a great rap sheet. She doesn't have a great resume. But, of course, it was a great pivot for Rubio because he then came back and said, well, I'm one of you. I'm a poor person. I grew up without a lot of money. I'm like the average American. Only problem is he's not a natural-born citizen. His parents were not citizens, even though he was born in the United States. He's qualified to be a senator. If people elect him, I wouldn't vote for him. But he's not qualified under the Constitution under natural-born citizenship, as are neither is Cruz or Jindal, for that fact. Then they come into Jeb. Jeb, are you your own man? Jeb comes in. He says, well, in Florida, they called me Jeb, and I earned it. To which point we have to ask, what does one do to earn the title Jeb? And what does that mean, that you earned the title Jeb? That's going to be the first thing we're going to take a look at. What is going on? Is he really the pro-life candidate that he puts himself out there to be? Next thing, they come back to Trump. Trump, you embody the war on women, and that's a back and forth with Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump. Then to Cruz, Paul says you're more divisive. Then to Christie, you've had 9 downgrades in credit in New Jersey, 44th in growth. Now, that's starting to get to an issue, because if you notice, all the governor candidates, people who've had the office of governor, they'll all tell you how they created more jobs than God did in 6 days. And, of course, he has a very difficult record to defend on that. Of course, all the Republican and Democrat who are holding a federal office as a senator will tell you that they have all this foreign policy experience. They've looked ISIS in the eye, and ISIS has blinked, and they're the guy who can take you to war, and you should be going to war. That's what all of the federal candidates will tell you. All the gubernatorial candidates will tell you how they created jobs and they cut taxes. Then finally they go to Walker, and we start to get to a real issue. They say, you don't make exceptions for the life of the mother and on abortion. So here we are, 8 questions before we get to something that is really an issue to talk about. We have a loyalty oath. We talk about electability. Are you your own man? Are you an executive? You don't like women. You're divisive. Really? This is the substance of the debate? Absolutely pathetic. But we can discern some of the issues in this, even though they don't really talk about them. Have you guys got that clip ready for Jeb? Take a look at these articles that are on Infowars.com today. Texas launches a criminal probe into gruesome and barbaric Planned Parenthood fetal organ harvesting claims. Now, of course, the governor of Texas is starting a criminal probe. Planned Parenthood has been hit with a defamation charge from the organization that did the video investigations. Meanwhile, what is our Republican leadership doing? The people who, in most cases, got elected to office campaigning to stop abortion. Well, Mitch McConnell says Planned Parenthood should be funded. See, this is one thing there's no debate about with the elites and the Republican Party, and that is that we don't rock the boat. We don't take money away from Planned Parenthood. Mitch McConnell moved swiftly on Thursday, that's yesterday, to shut down any possible conservative attempt to block funding for Planned Parenthood. He says that McConnell would rather have a possibly criminal organization like Planned Parenthood continue to receive money from the federal treasury than to risk a bad news cycle, writes Breitbart. They say McConnell explained that a vote last week seeking to defund Planned Parenthood allowed senators to be on the record against this organization. Says, what do you complain about? You got to come out and say that you don't like Planned Parenthood. But we're not going to do anything about it. See, that's the way McConnell and Boehner actually operate. You can go on the record and say that you are opposed to this, but don't expect that we're going to do anything about it. Don't expect that we're going to shut down the government if Obama insists on continuing to give taxpayer money to people that we know are enticing women to have abortions and then selling the baby parts. That's precisely what is happening. But let's listen to what Jeb Bush says when he presents himself as the pro-life candidate from Florida.
Welcome back, gentlemen. We're going to move on now to discuss some social issues across the board. Governor Bush, I'll start with you. Many Republicans have been outraged recently by a series of videos on Planned Parenthood. You now say that you support ending federal funding for this organization. However, until late 2014, right before you started your campaign, you sat on the board of a Bloomberg charity that quite publicly gave tens of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood while you were a director. How could you not know about these well-publicized donations? And if you did know, how could you help a charity so openly committed to abortion rights?
I joined the Bloomberg Foundation because of Mike Bloomberg's shared commitment for meaningful education reform. That's why I was on it. We never had a debate about the budget. It was presented and we approved it, not item by item. Here's my record. As governor of the state of Florida, I defunded Planned Parenthood. I created a culture of life in our state. We were the only state to appropriate money for crisis pregnancy centers. We expanded dramatically the number of adoptions out of our foster care system. We did parental notification laws. We ended partial birth abortion. We did all of this, and we were the first state to do a Choose Life license plate. Now 29 states have done it, and tens of millions of dollars have gone to create a culture where more people, more babies are adopted.
But did you know?
No, I didn't know, but it doesn't matter. I was working on this board because of the education. My record is clear.
Okay, that's
my record is a pro-life.
He was working on the board with Bloomberg because of education. And what was he doing there? He was promoting Common Core. Now, they gave $10 million to Planned Parenthood, but of course he says that they did all these other things there at the state. We've got license plates that say I'm pro-life and whatever. I don't know how much money the state of Florida was giving Planned Parenthood that he stopped giving them, but personally, when he's director of a charity that gives $10 million to them, something is up. Now, let me tell you what's up with this. DeadState.org has a good article. Jeb Bush would rather you forget that his grandfather helped to found Planned Parenthood. The connections of the Bush family are very, very deep and long with Planned Parenthood. Can you name any historical figure who helped Planned Parenthood kick off its first fundraising campaign back in 1947? If you first guessed some progressive liberal icon, you'd be wrong. It was Prescott Bush. And when I look at him saying that he's pro-life, I remember that he was governor when Terry Schiavo was executed by a probate judge in Florida. And Jeb Bush would not lift a finger to help her. Neither would his brother, who was president. Either one of them could have and should have helped. Instead, they sat idly by while people who tried to give her water, who tried to give her food, were arrested and taken away. Her husband wanted her taken off of life support. Her family said, "We will take care of her." They took her off of life support. She continued to live. She was mentally damaged, but they said that she could communicate with them. But you want to talk about somebody being pro-life? You're going to sit there and watch a handicapped woman be starved to death and arrest the people who try to feed her? Is that pro-life? That's the way the Bushes define it. It is no surprise to me to understand that his grandfather, Prescott Bush, was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood. Here's some more information. First, resurfacing in a 2005 article in the San Francisco Gate, it reveals that their grandfather and their father, the Bushes, Prescott Bush, was treasurer of the organization in its early years. They say the political repercussions hit him hard. Prescott Bush was knocked out of an expected victory for the Senate seat in Connecticut in 1950 after a syndicated columnist, Drew Pearson, declared that it had been made known that Bush was a leader in the Birth Control Society. That's the old name of Planned Parenthood. And back in those days, people understood what that was about. And then they go on to show a letter in 1972 from George H.W. Bush to the president of Planned Parenthood. My congratulations to you and your colleagues on your family planning stamp. Efforts like this that would help further such worldwide things of such worldwide importance are something for which this country can justly be proud. I'm honored to own this first day cover. He changed his tune when he joined the Reagan administration. That was a requirement.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival test is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday. We're live and we're going to be talking about the debate last night. 3 times the number of people that watched the debates in the last election cycle. The highest rated debate, twice as high as the previous record. And of course, primarily it was because of Donald Trump. And we're going to have the first back and forth in terms of the loyalty oath. We're going to play that in just one moment. But before I do, I just want to let you know as a thank you to our audience.
We extended free shipping this week. We had had free shipping throughout the month of July. We extended it for one more week because we know a lot of people are traveling on vacation. They might have missed that special. And we've been running flash sales of 24 hours each day this week. We have the biggest flash sale we've had today. Survival Shield X2, 30% off plus free shipping. And this is just for the next 24 hours. Free shipping ends today, and of course, the sale for Survival Shield X2 will end today. We just received one of our largest emergency shipments of Survival Shield X2 from the manufacturer. We want to say thank you, and this is the way we're doing it, giving you 30% off of our high-quality nascent iodine Survival Shield X2. Again, that's just throughout today, as well as free shipping. And the free shipping is not just for Survival Shield X2. That's for everything that is in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. You can take advantage of that right now. Let's go back to the debate. And, of course, the debate began with something that I thought was pretty amazing, as well as pretty childish. The whole thing looked like a sporting contest from the very beginning. They have this big arena. They actually even self-consciously talked about how much it was like a sports contest. They even had a Sweet 16 bracket. They had the weather report, essentially. They had some lady standing there with a map that had red areas on it. I fully expected to hear her say that there was going to be a Democrat front moving up from the south and west, expected flooding over the entire nation. But then they go with the very first question to this loyalty oath, essentially asking them, are you going to stay in the Republican Party if you don't win the nomination? Of course, this was targeted directly at Donald Trump, and he didn't back down. This is what happened.
Gentlemen, we know how much you love hand-raising questions. So we promise this is the only one tonight, the only one. Is there anyone on stage, and can I see hands, who is unwilling tonight to pledge your support to the eventual nominee of the Republican Party and pledge to not run an independent campaign against that person? Again, we're looking for you to raise your hand now. Raise your hand now if you won't make that pledge tonight. Mr. Trump.
And you got to give him credit for the guts to have this, and I think that's why it didn't really stick all their tacks on him.
Republican primary.
I fully understand.
The place where the RNC will give the nominee the nod.
I fully understand.
And that experts say an independent run would almost certainly hand the race over to Democrats and likely another Clinton. You can't say tonight that you can make that pledge.
I cannot say. I have to respect the person that, if it's not me, the person that wins. If I do win and I'm leading by quite a bit, that's what I want to do. I can totally make that pledge. If I'm the nominee, I will pledge I will not run as an independent. But and I am discussing it with everybody.
We're
talking about a lot of leverage. We want to win, and we will win. But I want to win as the Republican. I want to run as the Republican nominee.
So tonight you can't say if another one of these.
This is what's wrong. I mean,
okay.
This is what's wrong.
This is Rand Paul.
He buys and sells politicians of all stripes. He's already,
Dr. Paul.
Hey, look, he's already hedging his bet on the Clintons, okay? So if he doesn't run as a Republican, maybe he supports Clinton or maybe he runs as an independent.
Okay.
But I'd say that he's already hedging his bets because he's used to buying politicians.
Well, I've given him plenty of money.
Yeah, and it turns out that that's not true. He says, at one point, he says, well, most of the people on the stage, I've given a lot of money to, and he says, points to Rand Paul, and he says, I've given him a lot of money. Well, the fact is, we've had a lot of organizations do the fact check. Actually, he didn't. He gave $500 to Jeb Bush. He gave essentially zero to everybody else who's on the stage with him, including Rand Paul, zero to him. Rubio put out, he says, most of the people on stage I've given a lot of money to. He tweeted this out. He says, not me, not me. To be clear, you supported Charlie Crist. And that's absolutely true. Now, the question, the reason this comes up, of course, we've mentioned this as well, are the deep ties that Donald Trump has had to the Clinton family, the phone calls that they had in May just before he entered the race, the amounts of money that he's given to them. The Clinton Foundation, according to Politico, got $100,000 from Donald Trump in addition to $25,000 to Democrat candidates in 2006. And, of course, is he buying influence? He says, well, you know, when I talk to them, they do things for me. And they do things like what? She came to my wedding. He gave all that money to the Clinton Foundation so she'd come to his wedding. Right. Stay with us. this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, August 7th, 2015, the day InfoWars goes inside the walls of Vatican City to investigate the unprecedented moves by the new Pope to openly promote planetary world government, carbon taxes, and wealth redistribution. All of this coming from the leader of an organization that's tax-exempt worldwide and is one of the biggest property owners on the planet, and that's one of the most wealthy private banks, the Vatican Bank, lecturing the middle class of the planet that they need to pay more taxes to, quote, help the poor. This is a globalist agenda 101. We got the Copenhagen Treaty for climate change 5 years ago, and the whole thing was planetary government, basically double taxes on the third world, but was sold as helping the third world. Under the carbon tax initiatives that Lord Monckton and others have actuaried out and broken down, a billion people in a decade will starve to death. Already 35 million people, roughly half of them, children, starve to death each year. Most third world populations spend about 45% of their discretionary income on food. In a global depression, which this system will cause and what it's designed to cause, designed to create, quote, zero growth, that's code word for negative new dark age implosion, you will see 45, go up to 50, 55, 60, 70% of income towards food. When it passes 50 historically, riots break out all over the world. That's why this is so serious. So as we look out on the ancient city of Rome, where we get the word romantic, when we look out on this city, carbon taxes will hurt this city big time. It'll hurt tourism. It'll hurt power prices. It'll hurt the average Roman who's already on the verge of depression. And even the mayor of Rome says the city may collapse. But if you look south of here to Africa or east of here to the Middle East, it is a death sentence to have carbon taxes raised. And this same Pope hasn't said a word about Planned Parenthood and its vivisection of babies. He hasn't said a word about the organ selling. He hasn't said a word about anything that past popes would have. So I want to be clear. This is a clear break from previous popes. Folks have wanted me to criticize the Vatican or they've wanted me to defend it. I don't take sides. I just cover the fruits of the tree. And anyone can look at this new pope and say, it's like having, well, Fidel Castro doesn't promote gay marriage, so I guess worse than Fidel Castro. And again, I'm not bashing, quote, gay people out there. The point is that the religion of Christianity and the institution of marriage is about men and women. And it's okay for men and women to have their institutions. Other people can have theirs. This is a complete cultural takeover. So whether it's abortion or marriage, first thing he did a couple years ago when Pope Francis got in, the first Jesuit pope, by the way, was to say, quote, Catholics need to stop obsessing on abortion so much. Well, see, that was one of the great fruits that I could look at Catholics and say, at least they're fighting abortion worldwide and Planned Parenthood. Now that's just all gone. And so, again, we're going to go into the Vatican. We're going to go in just in a public tour and investigate and then use the backdrop to try to illustrate what's happening and educate people and to really try to spur a debate about this. I mean, we've seen other treasonous, seditious activities by the church under the sky the last 3 years, getting bishops to call for illegals to pour in to the United States and aiding and abetting them to get IDs and driver's license. I mean, I can't go to the church in Mexico and have them do that for me as an American. Again, that's part of the globalist agenda. The Catholic Church fully now is behind the New World Order push for planetary government. They are pushing the agendas 100%. And, of course, it was previous popes that fought communism. This pope is 180 degrees the opposite direction of previous popes. I mean, it's that simple. And I know there's all these criticisms of the last four or five, and I get it. I've studied it. But you notice mainstream media pretty much attacked those people. This is about blackmail. The Catholic Church has clearly been taken over. You say what you wanted to about it before, had its problems. But now, being infiltrated by the globalists, by their sex cults, their pedophile cults that infest every major group, just look at the news, they are now able to blackmail the last pope to have him run off to a nearby castle where he basically lives in absentia, where he basically lives like, you know, Napoleon on Alba, where he lives in exile. And now the church just does whatever basically MSNBC says. I mean, the Catholic Church is now like a religion of MSNBC. It's the religion of Rachel Maddow. I mean, you might as well have Rachel Maddow as the pontiff with the hat on, speaking from the great black throne ex-cathedral, and that's it. They're God. And so the one world religion is here. Notice world government's being promoted by the Pope, planetary taxes. I mean, it's just unprecedented to see all of this happening. The New World Order is death. It's global taxes. It is a new dark age of control with the elite above the law and exempt. And that's why we're here documenting all of this. We've got tons of great HD footage, interviews all over Rome. We're going to be putting together a mini documentary when we get back to Austin, Texas for InfoWars Nightly News and a syndicated radio / TV show. But it's important that we say no to the globalists and put a clear choice out there to stand up for private property, stand up for family, to stand up for the unborn, to stand up for the innocent, to stand up for basic culture. that the New World Order, like the Borg, are trying to overwrite. So we're going into the Vatican, ladies and gentlemen. I don't expect I'll be banned from entering, but who knows, I might be. I've been speaking ill of the pontiff that is this basically, it's like having a Soviet president as the head of the Vatican or something. I mean, it's like having Khrushchev or something as the new pope. Just unbelievably, outrageously in-your-face globalism, and it's just starting because we've now reached the point of no return. We've now reached the event horizon of going into world government, going into the new world order. The good news is people are now awake. The Patriots for 50 years warned us. It's all coming true, so our credibility is very, very high. Your credibility is high as listeners and activists. Get out there. Expose the tyranny. For every action under Newtonian physics, there is an opposite and equal reaction, or equal and opposite reaction. And so understand you have power as well, and now is the time to bring light and salt to the earth. Now is the time to bring light to the world. Now is the time to expose what's happening, because the people are good. And the people of Rome are good, the people of Barcelona are good, the people of Texas are good, the people of, you know, Africa are good, the people of every city, state around the world just want freedom. And I close with these tax-exempt globalists behind these walls, led by this New World Order puppet. It is just outrageous that they would be above the law. It is outrageous that they would be tax-exempt and live like the most opulent kings of history, you know, greater than Roman emperors, on the very hills where, you know, Rome ruled, with the very loot of the Roman temples hauled in to build St. Peter's facility here, is just, again, unprecedented. The hypocrisy, the paradox, is just mind-blowing. They say a picture tells 1,000 words, video tells 1,000,000 words. Alex Jones signing off for now. Next time, we'll be reporting from inside the Vatican for InfoWars.com, the front lines of truth journalism.
And again, that's Alex Jones reporting from Rome, from the Vatican area. And as we pointed out many times, this is part of the globalist agenda to take over and to justify world government. Schellenhuber, that the Pope put onto his Scientific Advisory Council, has long been a depopulationist. Isn't it amazing to see the Catholic Church leader distance himself from this debate that's going on in America, not only over what marriage is, but especially over these videos that are showing up in Planned Parenthood? This is something that the Catholic Church has always fought. As a matter of fact, the fellow who did this investigation was motivated because of his Catholic faith to do this. And yet the Pope and the official Catholic Church has largely been out of this. But they're not silent about setting up a global governance because of man-made global warming. As I said yesterday, if you really think that the predominant effect on the climate is man-made, then why do we still have seasons? Okay, think about that. I want to get back to the debate that we had last night, and I want to move on to another topic. And, of course, this is one that is dear to my heart. If you've ever listened to me, you know that I care very deeply about the loss of individual liberty that we have had in this country in the name of the war on terror, in the name of the war on drugs. And, of course, it's only getting worse with the war on terror. Now, one of the candidates that popped up last night that is being touted by Fox News relentlessly and continuously is Carly Fiorina. And I was really amazed after watching the first debate when they started pumping her. I turned to my wife and I said, really, what did she say? She said, well, she had a pretty good takedown of Donald Trump. It's like, oh, okay, well, maybe I know that Fox News doesn't like Donald Trump, and they made that very clear in the debate. But it's far more than that, folks. She has some very deep ties to the NSA, the CIA, the surveillance state. We'll talk about that. But first, what do you need to know about Carly Fiorina? This is from the Daily Telegraph. They say, well, she once served as an advisor for John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign. She also was one of the most powerful women in corporate America from 1999 to 2005. She was CEO at Hewlett-Packard. She helped to engineer a highly criticized merger with Compaq Computer that resulted in large layoffs. The company's stock price dropped more than 50% during her tenure, and she was pushed out by the board of directors. Not exactly a stellar history here if you're going to count yourself as a business expert. So she's got 6 years as a CEO, tanks the company stock 50%, folks. That's pretty serious. lots of layoffs, and she gets pushed out. But here's the thing that I'm really concerned about. Although she's never held an elected office or served in a cabinet position after her departure, former CIA Director Michael Hayden selected Ms. Fiorina to chair the CIA's External Advisory Board. In 2007, she warned Mr. Hayden that his spy agency would need to adapt to the public's expectations of privacy. He said she's contributed a great deal. Now, she knew at that time what was going on with the Dragnet surveillance. She had no problem with it. She's telling him, here's how you can spin it. Here's how you can adapt to their expectations. Not, why don't you follow the Constitution? Back on June 11th, she appeared on Fox News Channel's Special Report. And she was questioned by Judge Napolitano. He asked her about her role in helping to create the massive surveillance program while she was head of Hewlett-Packard. And then later, when she joined the CIA's advisory board. He said, one of the things you did, Carly, when you ran HP and in the years after was to help them, and then Director General Michael Hayden, to set up the most extensive spy apparatus in the world, one that is capable of intercepting every phone call, every email, every text message of everyone in the United States. Are you proud of where that spy system has gotten us today? Should it be dialed back? She says, well, yes, I would dial it back somewhat, but I think it's a bad idea to give up all the responsibility of collecting the data to phone companies because they don't have the ability to do it as well as the government. Yeah, there you go. More of it, and we just need to, the only problem is that the telephone companies aren't doing it well enough. And what she said last night, she went full on for information sharing. She went full on for taking down encryption, for breaking down cyber walls, as she pointed out. She said in the debate last night, we're going to play that clip for you. She said these barriers that are up there, these cyber walls, they need to be taken down by Google and Apple. We need to force them to take them down because it makes it harder for law enforcement to do their job. And see, that's the primary concern of all politicians, is how do we make it easier for law enforcement to do their job? That is the hallmark of a totalitarian state. We have lost our focus on liberty. We have lost our focus on the Bill of Rights, the prohibition, the rule of law. All we want to do is make it easier for the security state. And as I've said many times, if your only concern is maximum security, you'll find yourself living in a maximum security prison. Here's Carly's comments last night on the surveillance state.
Carly Fiorina. The FBI Director Comey says that terrorists can thrive here at home because they go dark and they recruit behind the cyber walls that are built by American companies like Google and Apple. Comey says this is a big problem. But Rand Paul says that the government forcing these companies to bring down those walls would be a big privacy issue and a dangerous way to go on this. You've been a tech leader in this country. Which side are you on?
Well, let me say first that it is disturbing that every time one of these homegrown terrorist attacks occurs, and as your question points out, they are occurring with far too great frequency, it turns out we had warning signals. It turns out we knew something was wrong. It turns out some dot wasn't connected. And so the first thing we have to do is make sure that everyone and every responsible agency is attuned to all of these possibilities and symptoms. We even had warnings about the Boston Marathon bombers, and yet the dots weren't connected. So we need to get on a different mindset. Secondly, I certainly support that we need to tear down cyber walls, not on a mass basis, but on a targeted basis. But let me just say that we also need to tear down the cyber walls that China is erecting, that Russia is erecting. We need to be very well aware of the fact that China and Russia are using technology to attack us.
We need to be aware that we even want to spy on China and Russia, but especially here in America. We need to get those cyber walls torn down, and that's what CISPA has always been about, and they've reintroduced it, calling it CISA. It's still cyber information sharing, where they are giving legal immunity to the corporations, leaning on them to get that information. But as Carly points out, she doesn't really want to be dependent on these corporations to get the information. She wants the government to go get it directly. No discussion whatsoever. No concern of individual liberty, of the Fourth Amendment, or anything else. Now, They had Chris Christie in that debate last night, and you understand the reason Chris Christie made that cut, as low as his poll numbers are, was because they wanted him as the anti-Rand Paul. And we're going to play that clip once we get back after the break. But they wanted somebody who was going to go head-to-head with Rand Paul, and they've been going back and forth in the press well before this debate. They knew exactly where this was going to go, and they pushed that at the very beginning. We're going to have that back and forth exchange, and we're going to talk about what is really behind that when we come back from the clip. And of course, that is the fundamental question. Does Christie misunderstand the Fourth Amendment, or does he just have contempt for it? And of course, the answer is he has contempt for it. When you hear Carly, when you hear Chris Christie say, we need to have all the information we can get, and no matter how many times they fail, whether it is 9/11 or the Boston bombing, they want to tell us these are terrorist events that they could have stopped. We have been told by NSA whistleblowers like William Binney and Thomas Drake and others repeatedly that they had enough, that they could have stopped it, but they didn't. And that everything that they're collecting, the way they're doing, is simply making the haystack bigger and more difficult to find the needle. And that's not really what the purpose of this is about. It is total information awareness on the American people, destruction of our way of life and our rule of law. Stay with us. We'll be right back with that quote.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to that clip I was talking about in the last segment, the back and forth between Chris Christie and Rand Paul, as if the Fourth Amendment really mattered. Of course, we know it doesn't matter to Chris Christie. They put him in there as the bulldog to attack Rand Paul, who is standing up for civil liberties. We're also going to be joined in the beginning of the next hour with Alex Jones. He's going to be calling us live from Rome. He's there reporting on the globalist takeover of Europe. Of course, that's going to be coming here as well. It's a global plan. Before we get back to the clip, I just want to let you know about a special, unprecedented sale we have today on Survival Shield X2. We have it for the next 24 hours, 30% off at the InfoWarsLife.com store. That's 30% off and free shipping for that and everything at the store. And the free shipping will end tonight. We had that for the month of July that expired last Friday. We extended it for one more week as a thank you to our customers. And as an additional thank you, we've got an unprecedented sale on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. You can get that and everything else that's in stock at the InfoWarsLife.com store for free shipping. Ending today. And again, that's 30% off of Survival Shield X2. It's a great time to stock up. We've got over 400 reviews there. Over 99% of those would recommend it. Let me read you one of those reviews real quickly. John in Camden, Delaware said, "I've had immediate good results. I've taken other supplement type items in the past. They seemed to help, but I wondered if it was more psychological. With X2, I've had definite and non-refutable results. I immediately was able to have an immediate sustained higher physical output at work. Then at the end of the day, I have a good tired feeling. Therefore, I've been sleeping better as well. It's just awesome." So you'll see a lot of reviews like that. Take a look at those reviews. Decide if it is a product for you if you haven't tried it yet. But again, it's 30% off, an unprecedented sale along with free shipping. Now, going back to this clip, as I pointed out, they brought in Chris Christie to attack the Fourth Amendment, to push the surveillance state. This is a great back and forth. It is something that I think is the most substantive part of the debate. Let's play that clip right now.
Because I'm the only person on this stage who's actually filed applications under the Patriot Act, who have gone before the federal, the Foreign Intelligence Service Court, who has prosecuted and investigated and jailed terrorists in this country after September 11th. I was appointed U.S. Attorney by President Bush on September 10th, 2001, and the world changed enormously the next day. And it happened in my state. This is not theoretical to me. I went to the funerals. We lost friends of ours in the Trade Center that day. My own wife was two blocks from the Trade Center that day at her office, having gone through it that morning. When you actually have to be responsible for doing this, you can do it, and we did it for 7 years in my office, respecting civil liberties and protecting the homeland. And I will make no apologies ever for protecting the lives and the safety of the American people. We have to give more tools to our folks to be able to do that, not fewer, and then trust those people and oversee them to do it the right way. As president, that is exactly what I'll do.
Megan, may I respond?
Go ahead, sir.
And the Republicans love that. That's red meat for the Republican base.
I want to collect more records from terrorists, but less records from innocent Americans. The Fourth Amendment was what we fought the revolution over. John Adams said it was the spark that led to our war for independence. And I'm proud of standing for the Bill of Rights, and I will continue to stand for the Bill of Rights.
And Megan, that's a completely ridiculous answer. I want to collect more records from terrorists, but less records from other people.
That's
how
the NSA
whistleblower
said.
Megan?
Use the Fourth Amendment.
How are you supposed to?
Use the Fourth Amendment.
No, I'll tell you how you.
Look, get a warrant.
Let me tell you something.
Get a judge to sign
when
a warrant.
Senator.
Wait, Governor Christie, make your point.
Listen, Senator, when you're sitting in a subcommittee just blowing hot air about this, you can say things like that. When you're responsible for protecting the lives of the American people, then what you need to do is to make sure that
here's
you use the
problem,
system
Governor.
The way it's supposed
Here's
to work.
The problem, Governor. You fundamentally misunderstand the Bill of Rights. Every time you did a case, you got a warrant from a judge. I'm talking about searches without warrants, indiscriminately of all Americans' records, and that's what
we
fought to end.
He fundamentally, and that's the one thing I disagree.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen.
intelligence like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.